Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
What's your food confession? There's a food that you don't like, and maybe you get some flack about it. Like me, not really digging steak too much. Oh, no. Some people laying into me on the steak.
Mm-hmm.
Jill says tomatoes, but I like ketchup, salsa, and tomato soup. I'm with you on that, Jill. Like, yeah, you gotta, hey, here's your burger. You want tomatoes on that? Okay. Or,
okay.
Hey, here's your burger. We're out of tomatoes. Okay. You know, I never understood people who bite into tomatoes like, oh, that's a good tomato. It's all slopping all over.
Precious food.
Yeah, it's like a little ball of waterfall that you just bit into and it's all over you.
Yeah. I can't do I think zucchini are the most pointless food on the face of the planet because they're just water. So if you bake a zucchini, it's just water in form of, it's green. It's stupid.
Zucchini?
Zucchini. They're dumb. I don't get them. I don't like them. I don't appreciate their complexity. I don't like them. They should be banned. Thank you.
Yeah, they're just there.
There's no flavor there. What are you going to do?
It's just, I mean, them and cucumbers for that.
Yeah, cucumbers are just water.
They look all the same and they're just kind of,
okay. I'm here, but I'm not really trying.
You got to take up space in the lettuce bag.
Tiff said, I can't eat eggs before 11 a.m.
Oh.
Okay. Adam said, at the risk of being shunned, I enjoy spreading peanut butter on a hot grilled cheese sandwich. No, he doesn't.
Wait, who did that?
Adam, no, you don't!
Puts a peanut butter on a hot grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's gross.
That doesn't sound too gross. Gets all melty and then adds a little sweet to the salty.
And then Angie said, try peanut butter with sour cream. No! No! Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or she said peanut butter with your hot dog. Look, Angie, I will not sit by while you one by one try to dismantle the hierarchy of food pairings.
Oh, I'm with Jenna, who Facebook said pineapple does not go on pizza.
Yes, it does.
I can't do sweet mixed with meats. It does not.
Yes, it does not.
It does not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It's too sweet. It's too juicy.
Look, I cannot take any food recommendations from you, considering that, one, you like crunchy peanut butter, and two...
And it's called chunky peanut butter. It's
crunchy, chunky, chunky, crunchy. And what did you say to me the other day? You like honeydew.
Yeah.
So naturally, your taste buds are on crack.
They are
not quite.
As anybody who's listened to the show for any amount of time knows, I pretty much lost my taste of a while ago. It's gotten better.
Right.
But yeah, I admit that, yeah, probably I'm not the best judge of taste, you know. How's it taste? Good. Take that for what it's worth. You know what I mean?
Ashley said, my girlfriend asked me for ranch for her steak after I grilled it, and I almost killed her. Someone's gonna have to get murdered!
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
Screw April Fool's Day. Has there ever been any good April Fool's Day jokes?
Not really.
Nah, not so much, right?
It's the most overrated holiday. And the thing is, no one gets really hyped for April Fool's Day. That's the thing. April Fool's Day thinks that it's cool and everyone else knows that it's not.
It's like something that was cool when you're 8 or 10 years old. But as you get older, you're like, oh, I don't really want to...
I don't really want to mess with this mumbo jumbo, you know what I'm saying?
So get in this morning, and Nadia finds a donut in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. In a Hy-Vee bag.
In a Hy-Vee bag, and it says contents one regular donut.
They only bought one.
There it is. If you're on Snapchat, you'll be seeing this video soon.
And
I tend to think maybe you're April Fooling me, because I didn't see the damn thing. Oop, the video just ran out.
Well, you can't Snapchat forever.
Well, that's why I was going to do Facebook Live. Okay.
Well, go do your little Facebook Live-y then.
No, it's too late.
I believe in you.
Partial video's up on Snapchat now.
Okay, well, Facebook Live then. Anyway, so I see it, and I made a post the other day on my Laser Facebook, Nadia Does Radio Things, about how I saw that Hertz Donuts and Hy-Vee were selling these April Fool's Day donuts, that are full of like mayo or mustard or ketchup. And I posted, I said, if any of you trifling hoes present this to me on April Fool's Day, lines will be crossed and bodies will be disposed of. Cause like, that's disgusting. That is the ultimate betrayal to me. It's to ruin a perfectly good donut by putting some disgusting clump of condiment in there. And frankly, I will not stand for it.
All right. So I'm on Facebook Live now.
Oh.
So I think you're. I think you might be pranking me.
I'm not.
I did not
you.
See this donut. You brought it into the studio and claimed to have seen it in the kitchen that somebody had left it there.
I do not. A rule of Nadia's life. Given my low standards for everything else, one of my main rules that I live by is that I don't tamper with people's food, ever.
Yeah, but you might with me.
No, I wouldn't. I would not give you something and say like, "Hey, you want to try this thing? It's got Bavarian cream in it and have sour cream in it." Like, I wouldn't do that.
All right. So, do we want to try this?
Yeah.
Try this quote unquote donut.
Let's see. And then when I was in the bathroom, I heard.
I can't see. Put your screen down. I can't see the thing.
Well, then I was in the bathroom and heard Ken, Colleen, and Kurt talking about how Colleen did it to her husband once. She gave him a donut that was full of something other than.
She's cutting it open.
Cutting it open.
With a fork and a knife on the plate. So what is it?
I don't.
Is it a custardy yellow?
Is that?
Or is
oh,
it
no.
white? What does it smell like?
It smells like Bavarian cream.
Uh-oh.
Taste it.
Why don't you taste it?
I'll give it to you. You don't care about your life.
There's some truth to that.
I know.
It looks like Bavarian cream.
It does. Is it Bavarian cream?
Tastes like a dog's. Oh, my God! No. It tastes like it's legit.
Okay. Well, it see, they like April fooled us by not April fooling us.
It's like a meta April Fool's joke, right?
Yeah.
It's just custard, right? It's like filling of a donut.
Well, who just brings in donuts and doesn't tamper with them? I don't know. You just brought in one donut?
Throw me another donut. Give me some more of that donut.
Okay.
Should have grabbed two plates. All right, so we're...
Right, we did.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, cut that sucker in half. Give me a shot.
There you go.
That's like a nibble. I don't want a nibble. I want the whole thing.
I'm looking out for
Actually,
you.
I've been having a lot of donuts and sweets recently. Maybe I shouldn't. It's going right to my hips.
Right to your little birthing hips.
All right, so it wasn't an April Fool's prank. Somebody just left a donut there.
No, they...
Whoever they were clever as hell.
They fooled us by doing it. That was the thing.
That is a clever AF way to do... An April Fool's
Don't
joke.
Ever say AF again. That was bad.
Where's your, that's your fork.
Oh.
I got my fork to sit.
There you go. You can have all
silly
the cream.
Mouth breather.
I don't like cream filled things.
All right,
things.
End of Facebook video now. It's legit.
I was really
that's
scared.
That's a clever way of doing April Fool's, though, because you're not actually doing anything. You're not, quote unquote, poisoning anybody. You're just making somebody think it's an April Fool's joke. And
right.
In fact, they're getting the effect of the April Fool's joke without actually going through the machinations of April Fool's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this, the theme here, the story, the takeaway is April Fool's Day sucks.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
That food confession that you have, 244-1033. Give us a call, please. Feel free to tell us that you don't like steak.
Oh, I have a
or
food.
Or tomatoes can go to hell. Or cheese sucks. Maybe somebody doesn't like cheese. Or cheese slices. I can see where cheese slices would be a problem.
Those are gross.
Sometimes those can taste very processed.
Yeah.
Plasticky, even.
Not
all of them. Most of them are fine.
I will confess that I hate cake.
You hate cake?
I hate cake.
Wow. So you don't watch a Nailed It or a Sugar Rush episode on Netflix and ever go like, ooh, I want some of that.
No. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I will scrape the frosting off because I hate frosting. But I like cheesecake. And I like pie.
Hmm.
But I always told myself I will not have a cake at my wedding.
What about buttercream frosting?
The only cake I ever really liked was Allie Cakes. But then Allie decided to go create a family or whatever.
Lame.
So she shut down the shop. But that was really the only type of like cupcake I liked.
Is it that it's too much frosting on the cakes?
I don't like frosting. And with cake, it's like so spongy that it like, gets... In your teeth. Allie just texted me and said, you bitch. And it just, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm a dessert person, but I love ice cream more than cake. I love everything more than cake.
Okay. 244-1033. What's your food confession?
Don't you mean no cake?
Leave the jokes to me!
Okay. Well, don't be mean about it.
I confess I don't like. Well, it's not that I don't like. I'm just not a fan of steak. I could take it or leave it.
Right.
But, you know, you set a steak in front of me and tell me it's the best steak ever, and over here is a big, juicy ham cheeseburger. I'd probably go with the cheeseburger. 244-1033, yes?
This is Steven. I'm calling from down in Centerville.
Hey, Steven. What's up, buddy?
I've kind of got a strange one that most people will call me not American.
Oh, God. You don't like bacon.
No, I love bacon.
Okay.
Pizza and pasta and, like, dumplings, anything with really dough or heavy starch. Like, I really... don't like.
You don't like all that starch?
Yeah, so like pizza, all that crust, I don't like pizza because all that crust. And just about chicken and noodles, chicken and dumpling, all that stuff, none of it.
Do you like thin crust?
Yeah, see, if it was real, real thin crust, I can handle that because it's crunchy, you know, and it's not so doughy.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I like pizza, but I have to scrape all the toppings off and just have the sauce and the crust.
That's so weird.
Nobody gets half
of it. My 4-year-old does that.
Yeah.
I have the eating habits of a toddler.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.